it comes to a point where you get tired of going against your defense each and every day. They start knowing your plays. You know what they're running, and you know, we're looking forward to Friday night.
Receivers, obviously, guys in and out. Are you used to this group now for them in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll have the guys out there that, you know, we expect to play. I think, you know, Mike Brown will be out there, Marquise and Alan Hearns. So that should be a pretty good group to go out there and compete. And we're excited to see what they can do.
Chad, it's been tough to get in a rhythm in practice because of all whether guys in and out, trying to rest guys to make sure they can get to games. I mean, has it been a challenge more than usual?
Yeah, at times, but I guess I'm so used to it, you know, from last year and the years prior to that, that, you know, the next guy up has to be able to come in and step in. And as long as he's in the right area, you know, we can work on the timing, and that's what we practice for with the timing and everything. But other than that, it's just next guy in, just knowing that he knows the play and going to the right place.
You really got after the guys the other day, a couple days ago. You talked about in the offseason coming in that ownership. Was that an example of you feeling like it's your offense?
Yeah, I think. I mean, it was kind of a lull. We had a 7-on-7 period, and, you know, we weren't as sharp as we could be. And, you know, I told him it started with me. And, you know, we expect guys to make plays out there when the ball's in the air. And if we're not making the plays that we know we can and we're capable of, you know, things need to be said. And we need to have a higher expectation for that.
Toby's unable to go.
You've been good?
Yeah.
You had a good camp?
Yeah, I felt, you know, I mean, there's still room to improve, but overall I feel I'm going to the right places, good reads, and getting the ball out on time, and I feel like I'm pretty accurate with the football right now.
Leadership is part of that job, obviously, and you felt like coming into this year, because you knew the offense more, you'd been here a couple of years, are there other ways that we don't see that you feel like that you've had to display some leadership with this young team?
Well, I think it's just, I think it'll be more acting during the season where I get to meet with the guys and spend more time in game planning and get with them, you know, behind the scenes kind of things, what I expect out of them on game day and where they need to be. But, you know, I think it's good communication that I have with the younger guys and, explaining what I see out there and where I want them to be. And I think the communication has been really the ultimate goal for me is communicating, you know, express my leadership in that way.
Running backs, particularly Jordan and Denard this year, as far as the second year under their belt?
Yeah, I think Jordan and Denard have done a great job. I mean, they're explosive. Both of them have great speed, great vision in the run game, and I just think they're really taking on our zone scheme and, you know, really hitting the right landmarks and making the right cuts and making people miss.
Offensive line, confident in the interior here is a question of center, Bender's the new guy, right guard, a lot of new faces to kind of work together. What's your confidence level with the offensive line?
Yeah, I definitely think I'm very confident with the guys out there. I mean, we showed it at our scrimmage that we can move the ball and protect, and you know, my job is just you know, get the ball out on time. Can't hold it back there. And it doesn't matter what kind of line you have. So our line have done a great job with our tempo and really keeping guys off me.
Where you run on a couple of bootlegs here. You got wheels all of a sudden, Chad.
Yeah, it feels like I'm going back to my high school days and track days, but we'll see what happens, you know, on game days. But if it's there to present itself, I'll go out and take off and run.
Work with the Lions. You have 10, 11 days in camp now. Significant difference doing that compared to the past where and with the twos?
Yeah, I really think it's extremely different just because just the bonding, the timing, even though some of the guys aren't out there that we expect on Sundays, but really just taking ownership and seeing the same faces and getting that rhythm in the quarterback position is very key, and I think that's where it helped me out this year.